I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and what a joy it is to share truths that transform lives. I've known the Lord Jesus a long time. Since I was 14 years of age. And now I have 50 years preaching the gospel. And I know what truth will do once it's received and acted on. That's the reason I make no apology to deal with a subject as sensitive as a man's possessions.
Ya alasan abdi henteu kaduhung adugikeun topik anu sami palaurna sareng kakayaan anu sanes.
And so we want to consider this in this session the thought or the title exchanging earthly possessions for heavenly treasures.
Jadi menimbang dina sesi ieu judulna ngarobi harta duniawi ku harta surgawi.
It makes sense to think that if we can take something temporal and convert it into an eternal investment, any wise man would do that.
Bagi akal kangkung ngemut saumpamina urang tiasa nyandak nu samtawi saurang ngarobih janten investasi nu langgeng nu bijaksana pasti kersa ngalakukeunana.
Let's read first in Matthew chapter 6 the words of our Lord Jesus.
Ayo orang ngawas tina Matius genap ayat 1 kecap-kecap di Gusti Yesus.
Beginning at verse 19.
Kawitan ku ayat 18.
A word of counsel to us, a word of invitation to us.
Ayat nu mamatahan sareng ngajak orang.
Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal.
Ulah numpuk-numpuk kakayaan dunyawiah, sebab sok dihakan ngenget yang rusak kutahiang, atawa dibongkar di paling bangsat.
But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor the rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal.
Kudu ngumpulkan kakayaan di sawarga, moal ayah ngenget, moal tahiangan, yang moal ayah nu ngabongkar.
Verse 21, for where your treasure is, there will be your heart also.
Ayat 21, sabab di mana ayah kakayaan maneh, ayah dirinya nyantel na hati maneh.
Now let's listen to the counsel of Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Ayu ayana orang dangukeun papatah Paulus dina 2 Korinta 4.
Beginning at verse 15.
Dikawitan ayat 15.
For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God.
Tim kuring sabatur-batur nyorang kia malar beki loba jelema anu narima sipi walas Allah. Kukituna beki loba jelema anu baris tumarima ngucap syukur ngamulyakan panjenengan anak.
For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Ia sebabnya numantak tim kuring tara letik hati, kenaku sangsara jeng narangsa soteh raga badak, ari batin mah unggal ganti poe unggal dianyarkeun.
Verse 17, for our light affliction which is but for a moment worketh us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
Ayat 17, kang sasaraan anu ayeuna anu teu pira eta teh pikeun ngahontal kaunggulan nu langgeng tur tanpa tanding.
Why we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Al-hal anu geus puguh ngawujud mah moal rek di pikiran. Nu rek di implengan teh anu tacan ngawujud. Sabab anu geus aya wujudna mah moal sapalikna anu acan katembang wujudna mah sifatna langgeng.
How we need to be conscious of eternal values in our earth walk.
Urang kada sadar kana nilai-nilai kalanggengan di dunia ieu.
We have to keep our eyes focused toward things eternal.
Kita ngarahkan cuaca orang karena hal-hal nulanggeng.
Just as Moses did in chapter 11, recorded in chapter 11 of Hebrews.
Amin, dilakukan ke Musa, dicatat di Jina Ibrani pasal 11.
Beginning there at verse 24 to 27.
Cawitan ayat 24 hingga 27.
Said, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Dina sabab percaya, Musa seanggis dewasa, narah diangken dari putra ku putri Firaun.
Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Bermilih ngiring sangsara jeng bangsana tibata milih kesenangan. Nu lumakot kudosa tur umurna mualana.
Esteeming the approach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. And for he had respect to unto the recompense of reward.
Karena nama Kristus nu dihina-hina teh leuwih diutamakeun tibatan harta benda sanagara Mesir lantaran geus kasawang pitemahanna.
By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
Dina sabab percaya Musa teh ngantunkeun Mesir desian ku angkara murka sang raja lantaran mandang ka Allah nu sifat gaib.
Here Moses exchanged the monarch's throne to suffer with the people of God because he could see beyond this life to the life to come.
Jadi Musa ngagentoskeun tahta kerajaan kanggo sangsara sareng jamaah Gusti kumargi anjeunna tiasa ningali ngalangkungan kahirupan ayeuna teh kahirupan nu beres tongkap.
And Paul the apostle saw the same thing writing to the Philippians.
Paulus rasul ningali hal nu sami nu diserat dina seratna ka jamaah di Filipi.
Because he said in verse 7 of chapter 3 of Philippians, but what things were gained to me, earthly things, those I counted loss for Christ.
Dina Filipi 3 ayat 7 anjana nyeros, tapi sanggeusin ku ing raket ngahiji jeung Kristus, eta kabeh nu disangka nguntungkeun teh si horeng ngan ngarugikeun.
Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ.
Malain eta, sanggeus terang yen Yesus Kristus anu kugusim kuring dipigusti, estu mulia tanpa tanding, hal-hal sejena ma asataya pangacina pisan, estu ning wungkul runtah, geus dipicen, malah diri bisa kapi milikku Kristus.
Moses saw beyond this life to the future life, so did Paul.
Musa ningali ngalangkungan hirup ayeuna ku hirup nu baris tongkap kitu deui Paulus.
And he dedicated his earthly walk with his eyes focused on the eternal reward.
Anjeunna masihkeun hirupna di dunya ieu ku soca anu nuju ka kalanggengan.
And then the author of the Hebrews gives us a final counsel about in this matter in Hebrews chapter 12, first three verses.
Katresna orang Yahudi masian catetan akhir ngenaan hal ieu dina Ibrani 12 ayat 1 jeung 3.
Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Sakitu lobana contoh ngenan jalma anu karandel iman, kusab eta cak gera ecakken, memotan dosa, nusakitu beratna yang ngagokan kena hirup, malar bisa anclup kena pakalangan, balap mudak nu diwajibkan.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Di barang prak mepika angges, puserkan perhatian ka Yesus nu mimpin ku iman. Iman nu nyandak kana kasampurnaan, guna ngahontal kamulian, pupus disalib, ayeuna calik di tengeunan singgasana Allah.
Or consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds.
Anjeunna nandangan panganiaya nu sakitu beratna ti anu daroraka, pek eling-eling, melar aranjeun ulah melempem jeung jejerih.
How we need to realize where the real values of life are.
Orang kedah sadar di mana cicingna nilai kehidupan usajati.
If we dedicate our earthly lives and our earthly possessions to God's kingdom, we are in truth exchanging the earthly for the heavenly.
Umpami orang ngalanggengkeun kahirupan sareng harta orang ka karajaan Allah, orang nuju nuker nu duniawi sareng nu surgawi.
If we seek only the temporal and the passing, we're selling ourselves short.
Milarian nu sementawi sareng nu mungsa kelepatan, orang nuju ngadamel hirup orang kakurangan.
For example, if I would have a pile of 5-cent pieces over here and a pile of $1 million bank drafts over here, and I gave you your choice of the opportunity to choose.
Pamina bayar abdi ngagaduhan satumpuk atau receh 5 sen di dieu, satumpuk cek 1 juta dolar di dieu, teras masian kesempatan ka sareh kanggo milih.
And all of you jumped up and ran and got a nickel apiece.
Terdek sadaya luncat sareng nyandak atau receh hiji.
Then everybody else would think certainly they need some psychiatric help around you if they don't know earthly values.
Tasimutan jalmi sareta jalmi kedah dicandak ka psikiater kumargi henteu ngartos nilai duniawi.
But when we live for the temporal instead of the eternal, it's just like those that would be grabbing for nickels and ignoring the $1 million bank drafts.
Yang watos orang hirup kanggo samentawis baktos tibatan hirup nu langgeng ieu sapertos aranjeuna nu nyandak artos receh ngantepkeun nu jutaan.
God, Paul prayed for the Ephesian church that their eyes would be opened.
Paulus nandada kanggo jamaah di Efesus supados socana melek.
That they could see where the real values of life were.
Biasa ningali di mana nilai-nilai kehidupan usajati.
In the first chapter of Ephesians, we find his prayer. We won't read it, we find his prayer there. That their eyes could be illuminated to see what life is all about.
Dina pasal kahiji kitab Efesus, orang menangkan doana, orang temaca, pisina, supaya mata hati manehna caang, supaya ngerti pangharepan naon anu.
As there is a deficiency in the natural side of man, I see that same deficiency in the spirit realm.
Aya kakirangan dina panilaian jasmani manusia sareng abdi ningali kakirangan usami dina alam roh.
For example, we see people that are nearsighted.
Pami urang ningali jalmi-jalmi anu socana minus.
They have to get the book right before them to see.
Rajana kedah nyaketkeun bukuna kanggo diaos.
Then we have people that are farsighted.
Sajana aya jalmi-jalmi anu socana plus.
They can see way off, but they can't see close by.
Tiasa ningali jalan tebih nanging henteu tiasa ningali anu caket.
Then you got people that are cross-eyed.
Terusna aya anu socana teleng.
One eye looks this way and one eye looks that way.
Hiji ka dieu anu hiji ka ditu.
Then you got people with a 20/20 vision.
Aya ningalina 20/20.
And then you got a few with a telescopic eye.
Aya sakedek jalmi anu ngagaduhan socana teleskopik.
Now let me explain what I mean.
Ayeuna maksud abdi ieu.
A nearsighted Christian just grabs for the temporal like he had 1,000 years to enjoy.
Orang teu socana minus mung nyandak nu samentari saolah-olah kagungan 1,000 taun kanggo dirauskeun.
And the far-sighted, they can see all the way to heaven but can't see the need of their neighbor 3 steps from their house.
Socana plus aranjeuna tiasa ningali jalan ka sawarga nanging henteu tiasa ningali kaprayogian tatanggi nu jarat namung 3 lengkah ti bumina.
A cross-eyed Christian is one that doesn't want to miss anything down here or miss anything up there.
Socana teneng alim ka jalan boh nu aya di sawarga tetapi rugi di dunia.
And they don't enjoy either world.
Aranjeuna henteu ngaraoskeun duanana.
C.S. Lewis said, aim at heaven and you get the earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you get neither.
Arahkeun sasaran teh ka sawarga anjeunna baris menang nu lainna dicurahkeun ka bumi. Arahkeun socana ka bumi jeung moal kenginga naon.
Las dos cosas.
Dua hal.
Then you've got this 20/20 vision.
Terusna aya ilapat 20/20.
They are always there. They are faithful. They are workers. They are tithers.
Aranjeuna satia, aranjeuna teh nu didamel sareng masian 1/10.
But those that have a telescopic eye or an eagle's eye, that's my crowd.
Aranjeuna nu kagungan soca teleskopik, soca rajawali, ieu teh jalmi-jalmi nu aya di sabudaran urang ayeuna.
Those that can see this life in the light of eternity.
Aranjeuna nu tiasa ningali kahirupan ieu sareng caangna kalanggengan.
And they're laying up treasures in heaven every day of their lives.
Nyimpen harta surgawi setiap dintena.
Exchanging the earthly for the heavenly.
Nukar nu duniawi sareng nu surgawi.
You see, God wants to bless us.
Rek ningali Gusti baris ngaberkahan saderek.
But we have to know why we're being blessed.
Neng urang kedah terang kunaon urang diberkahan.
In the first psalm,
na Jabur nu ngawitan,
it said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly."
Saurkeun bak jajal manuntut lempang dina jalan jahat.
It goes on to say he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Kelemanu kitu lir ibarat tangkal nu cari di sisi walungan.
Prosperity.
Makmur.
John, writing in his third epistle, said, "Beloved, I desire that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." In 3 John, verse 2.
Yohanes nyerat dina serat nakatilu. Saderek nudifikasi, kami ngadoa mugia aranjen sehat jeng hade tina segalana sarua jeng nyawa aranjen.
And also in Deuteronomy chapter 28, the first 14 verses.
Okay, dina Samindo 28, ayat 14, ayat kahiji.
Oh my, so many promises that it makes the head not the tail.
Pisan janji-janji mantena ngajatakan orang mastaka senes buntut.
The church has been on the wagging end of too long.
Bicaya di penggeran buntut nu oyak-oyakan amitui.
God is looking for a people that will believe that He'll do what He said He'll do and live to that level.
Sinu jemilarian jami nunucu percantan dan mantena peris ngalakukan naon udidawuhkan peris lakukan anak sedang.
There's nothing wrong with things.
Da aya nu lepat dina harta kekayaan.
As long as the things don't have us.
Selami harta benda etari henteri ngamasaan urang.
Many years ago, I heard a missionary that had come back from the Marshall Islands.
Beberapa tahun kapangkerati ngadangu ayah seorang misioneri nu milih di Pulau Marshall.
Marshall in the
Marshall.
He was help me Lord.
Persiapan hirup rusak gede.
He said when he suffered a whole year with very little over there in the Marshall Islands.
Karena nasang sara sepanjang tahun ngan.
But he came back to Portland, Oregon.
Lajengna anjeunna angkat ka Oregu.
And somebody gave him a Cadillac.
Saurang masihan anjeunna Cadillac.
It upset some of the more conservative saints.
Ieu ngahubungkeun jamaah nu kuno.
They said, "How can you drive that Cadillac?"
Anjeunna kumaha tiasa anjeunna nyetiran mobil Cadillac eta?
It's a fancy car, of course.
Masih ieu mobil nu sae.
He said, "Oh, it drives like any other car, only better."
Ay, sareng mobil nu sanes nambung langkung sae.
They said, "We don't mean that. You a lowly missionary with a Cadillac."
Awarna maksud abi anjeun teh misionari sederhana naik mobil nu mewah kadil.
He said, "Oh, this car is not mine."
Palona deui, "Oh, ieu sanes mobil abdi."
They said, "No."
Sanes?
Said, "Whose is it?"
Sanu ngakaduna.
He said, "It's a company car."
Palona mobil perusahaan.
As long as what you have belongs to the company, enjoy it.
Lami ngadambal di perusahaan eta, anggo bae.
Just don't get sticky fingers.
Tong panjang panangan.
Keep a for sale sign in the trunk.
Serat tanda di ical dina bagasi.
A la ventas, if God wants it in short notice.
Wami Gusti hayong dina waktu singkat.
Mama, mama, mama.
Mama, mama, mama.
Oh, we have the privilege of changing the earthly for the heavenly.
Urang ngagaduhan hak istimewa nuker nu surgawi ku nu dunya ku duniawi.
You see, we do it sometimes in a missions convention.
Terang kadang-kadang dina hiji pekembalan misi.
I print up hundreds of little gum label stickers.
Abi nyetak ratusan stiker.
And one word on it.
Ku kecap di luhurna.
Perishable.
Biasa lengit.
Perecedero, si.
Biasa lengit.
And so I hand them out to everybody.
Ke setiap jalmi.
I say, when you go out of this meeting tonight,
Rabbi, umpami sadek milit,
put one little sticker, put it on the hood of your automobile. It's going to perish.
Tempelkan di pangkalan mobil ia tiasa lengit.
Put it on the entrance of your door. It's going to perish. Of your house.
Di lawang panto ia tiasa ical.
If you have some special little antique in your house, put a stamp on it, it'll perish.
Bumi sadek kagungan barang antik nu istimewa di bumi sadek pasangkeun di luhurna ieu tiasa diical.
If you got a checkbook, put it on your checkbook. It'll perish.
Dina buku cek ieu tiasa ical.
And then the only thing these eyes will ever see this eternal.
Dan hiji-hijina nu tiasa katingali ku soca teh nu langgeng.
It's the essence of this eternal word.
Eta inti ti dunya nu langgeng.
And so everybody has stickers all over the place.
Setiap jalan ini kagungan stiker-stiker di segala tempat.
Of course, I said put one on your forehead.
Tapi tempel ke dina.
Because you're not going to have this same body very long.
Mungkin kagak tuhan saliranu isti.
But you'll have a better one later on.
Tapi kagak tuhan saliranu langkung saya.
Glory to God.
Kemuliaan kagak Gusti.
Oh hallelujah.
Oh hallelujah.
I feel good.
Tapi nyeros tentrem.
This message will transform you.
Seni apa yang ngarubah sadere?
It'll make people think that you are really way out in left field.
Yang ajar tekan jalmi ngemot jan sadek teller terus kaliru.
Yeah, loco.
Gelo.
That muy loco.
Terus gelo.
See, undedicated possessions will curse you if you're not careful.
Hatan unta dipersembahkan baik ngutuk sadek umpami henteu hati-hati.
Many inheritances have destroyed the heirs.
Ceur harta warisan ngancurkeun pawarisna. Kumargi anjeun teu terang naon anu kedah lakukeun.
Because they don't know what to do with it. They never had that much before.
Kagungan sapertos kitu satajana.
I've watched people win the lottery in Mexico.
Sapertos kajam jaminu kenging undian di Mexico.
And it's been the destruction of their lives and their family many times.
Yang arasa pribadina sareng kulawargana sering pisan.
It says in Ecclesiastes 5:13.
Tarukeun dina Panlita 5:12.
That this is an evil that I've seen under the sun, riches kept thereunto for the owner's own hurt.
Aya kasedih nu katingali di handapeun panon poe, kakayaan nu disimpen ku nu bogana nyilakakeun nu bogana.
How often we've seen that?
Pisan urang henteu ningali eta.
But then there's a corresponding scripture on the other side of the ledger.
Tresna aya hiji ayat nu aya hubunganan dina sesi sanesna buku.
In Proverbs 10:22.
Jeloka 10 ayat 22.
The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and it addeth no sorrow to it.
Berkah pangeran nu ngabengharkeun teh ari saukur getol mah moal nambahan benghar.
You see, if you can't handle a bunch of things, don't grab for them. They'll be a detriment to your life.
Rek ningali umpami sareng tetiasa ngarengsekeun sajumlah hal ulah dicandak katana pi eta bae ngaregelkeun kehidupan saderek.
When Paul was writing to Timothy in 1 Timothy 6.
Atus Paulus nuju nyerat ka Timotius dina Timotius 1 pasal 6.
He says they that would be rich. He didn't say only the rich, those that long to have things.
Henteung nyarios jalmi beunghar nanging kalajengan hoyong beunghar.
In verse 9 of chapter 6 of 1 Timothy.
Dina hiji Timotius 6 ayat 8.
He said they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts which drown men into destruction and perdition.
Sebab kapencutku kabengharan teh matak mawa kana sasar, matak karanggemku angan-angan anu aya micuklak nyilakakeun atukna tigebrus kana kacilakaan. Leres pisan eta teh.
How true that is. You know, many people never amass a fortune, but they lust after it and it destroys them.
Bari terang seueur jalmi anu sahasil ngempelkeun hasil, ngaagengkeunana ieu ngancurkeun aranjeunna.
Someone has said that when a man prospers, either God gains a partner or Satan gains a fool.
Aya nu nyarios umpami saurang pamengket nu makmur Gusti King mitra atanapi setan kenging nu bodo.
Sosio. Or somebody else said, when a man amasses a treasure, when a man is gets rich, it's either whether God will gain a treasure or lose a man.
Dalmi sanesna nyarios yan waktos jalmi janten beunghar atanapi Gusti nginginkeun harta atanapi kaicalan saurang manusa.
And we've seen both.
Urang parantos ningali kaduanana.
Oh, God wants to bless you, but know it's harvest time and put your life and resources in things eternal.
Gusti aya ngaberkansa rerek nanging sing terang ieu jaman panen sareng lebetkeun manasa rerek kana sumber-sumber sareng perkara-perkara nu langgeng.
Jesus, when he spoke about the parable of the sower in Luke 8,
Jesus waktos anjeunna ngadawuhkeunana saurang nu tebar.
When he spoke about the parable of the sower,
atus adanya rios ngeunaan misil saurang nu tebar.
In verse 14,
in ayat 14,
He said, and that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches of, and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection.
Anumurakan arung cucuk sabda teh didenge, tapi satrasna sajelma di rubeda kurasa salempang, kabengbatku kabengharan, kagodaku kasenangan, sabda teteras kalindih, berkahna henteu ka Allah.
I said, but how often we have seen that?
Sedin pisan nanging urang sering ningali eta.
This world is a deceiver.
Dunia teh tukang nipu.
It offers you what it can't give you.
Awis kenaan untuk tiasa di.
Money will buy you anything except happiness.
Artos tiasa meser naon bae kecuali kapekjaan.
And buy you a ticket anywhere but to heaven.
Amaserkeun tiket ka mana bae kecuali ka sawarga.
The word money is mentioned 2,085 times in the Bible.
Kecap atas disebutkan kenten-kenten 2,085 kali di Alkitab.
There's more said about money in the Bible than heaven and hell, faith and love combined.
Kenaan atas di Alkitab tibatan sawarga sareng neraka, iman, kanyaa, umpami sadaya di eta digabungkeun.
Because God knows.
Kumarki Gusti terangan.
That the way we handle the temporal will determine our relationship in the spirit realm.
Dan cara orang ngarengsekeun usaha mentawis baris nangtukeun hubungan orang di alam roh.
One time there was a hen and pig strolling along a Mexican village.
Di waktu aya hayam bikang sareng babi jalan-jalan di desa Meksiko.
And they were discussing life in general.
Kunem catur jeung ngeunaan hirup sacara umum.
And the hen told the pig the following need.
Yang pikang teh mere nyaho ngeunaan kabutuhan ieu.
She said, "You see that house on the corner there?"
Maneh nempo imah di pojok eta.
The hen told the pig, he said, "That family is mighty needy."
Yang pikang teh ngomong ka babi, keluarga eta panginten kakurangan.
The children are hungry.
Budakna lapar.
We should do something as good neighbors for them.
Kuduna urang ngalakukeun sababaraha hal salaku tatanggan hade.
And Mrs. Pig said, "Yes, we should."
Ya, sakeunana kitu.
Said then the hen says, "I have a suggestion."
Alar hayam kuring boga saran.
"Let's give them ham and eggs in the morning."
Hayu urang bere endog jeung daging tiap isuk.
Mrs. Pig says, "Hold it right there, Mrs. Hen."
Alon babi kehela, Bu Ayam.
On your part, it'd just be an offering.
Yang anjen eta saukur persembahan.
But on my part, it'd be total commitment.
Pijang kuring hatina komitmen total.
A lot of people can give the offering better than they can the total commitment.
Namun serjami nutia sama sian persembahan tibatan komitmen total.
Jesus said, "If any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
Yesus ngadawuh tiap jalmi nu kasangiring kami, ayana kedah nyangkal dirina mangku salib.
Jesus invites us to lay up treasures in heaven where we'll spend most of the rest of our lives.
Nyimpen harta urang di sawarga di mana urang beris nyepkeun paling seur sesa dina hirup urang.
Or don't you believe it?
Nah, sadayakeun teu percanten eta.
Then we need to do more business up there than we do down here.
Orang kada mentingkeun bisnis di luhur tibatan nuti handap.
How often we don't understand. Seem like our minds become foggy or confused and we let the devil sell us a bill of goods.
Sering pisan imutan urang teu jernih, bingung sareng ngantepkeun iblis nawiskeun hal-hal nu sae.
There's many reasons why we should exchange the earthly for the heavenly.
Jar pisan alasan kunaon urang kedah nuker hal-hal nu duniawi ku nu surgawi.
In the first place, Jesus tells us to do it in Matthew 6:19 and 20.
Di tempat ngawitan Yesus masih antarang urang kedah ngalakukeun sapertos dina Matius genep.
And in the second place, we can only do it in this life.
Di tempat kadua urang tiasa ngalakukeun dina hirup ieu.
You can't make a transfer from a bank down here to the bank up there once you say goodbye world.
Sareng teu tiasa ngatransfer di bank ti bumi ka bank sawarga waktu sadereng ngantunkeun dunya.
One time there was a rich woman dream she went to heaven.
Di waktu saya istri nu beunghar nu impen angkat ka sawarga.
And she told Saint Peter the doorkeeper.
Anjeunna nyaros ka Santo Petrus nu ngajaga panto.
He said, "Show me my mansion, sir."
Karena tunjukkan bumi abdi nu ageng juragan.
Still quite a mandona. What's the word in English? And Peter said, "I'll show you your eternal dwelling place."
Alon Petrus kuring rek merenyaho tempat linggi anjan nu langgeng.
He said, "Follow me."
Tuturkan kuring.
So they started away from the throne.
Enten ngaranya nang ngawitan ti tahta.
And she saw this beautiful mansion landscape with flowers.
Anjan ningali bumi ageng nu endah aya taman kembangna.
And she said, "Peter, is that mine?"
Jor eta istri Petrus, "Iya bumi abdi."
She said, "No." He said, "No, that's your maids."
Alona, sanes, eta bumi bujang anjeun.
Oh, she said, "If the maids live like this in heaven, what will my mansion look like?"
Upami bujang bae linggih di bumi sapertos kieu di sawarga, bumi ageung abdi sapertos kumaha nya.
So they kept walking farther and farther away from the throne.
Kendaranya nama patras, teras nebihan tahta.
And finally, the golden streets terminated and they hit the gravel.
Akhirnya jalan emas teh seep teras di nincak koral-koral.
And in a little street with no exit.
Ya jalan unta aya tungtung mah.
It was a little bitty house.
Jadinya ayah bumi nu alit pisan.
He said, "Sister, this is your eternal dwelling place."
Ternyata, ieu tempat linggih nu langgeng teh.
She says, "There must be some mistake."
Alona pasti aya nu lepat.
He said, "We don't make mistakes up here."
Ieu mah soal aya nu lepat.
She said, "I can't live in those closed quarters for an eternity."
Kata istri abdi henteu tiasa hirup di ruangan nu alit di kalangan.
By that time, Peter was losing his patience with the woman.
Pada harita Petrus parantos teu sabar ka eta istri.
He said, "Conform, woman."
Ya, mah nu kudu nyaluyukeun maneh.
Said that's a miracle dwelling.
Di tempat cicing nu ajaib.
Said, "With the little material you sent ahead, it took a miracle to get 2 rooms."
Anjeun ngan ngirim saeutik bahan bangunan. Perlu mujizat jeung ngawangun 2 kamar.
How big would your mansion be on the basis of what you're investing in the eternal?
Anggena bumi sadek ditangtukeun ku nyimpenna di kalanggengan.
I'm talking about exchanging the earthly for the heavenly.
Geus ngeunaan hal-hal duniawi dikentosan ku hal-hal surgawi.
Working that other people know the Son of God with our testimony and with our material things.
Didamel dugi ka jalmi sanes terang putra Allah. Ku kasaksian orang sarengku materi orang.
And as another reason that we should be exchanging earthly for the heavenly is that as we do, God guarantees daily bread.
Alasan sanes orang kada ngartos hal-hal duniawi ku surgawi nya eta waktos orang ngalakukeunana, Gusti ngajamin kaperjogian orang sadidinten.
In Matthew 6:33 Jesus said,
Dina Matius 6 ayat 33 Yesus ngadawuh,
"Seek ye first my kingdom, and all the things you need will be added to you."
Mali jeung kerajaan Allah sarta kaadilanna nu sampurna, sabab sakabeh pangapunten maneh pasti dicukupan.
You can eat. You can only live at one place at a time.
Tarek mang tiasa aya di hiji tempat dina hiji waktos.
You can only eat one meal at a time.
Mun tiasa tuang sapiring dina hiji waktos.
You can eat enough today to run you 2 months.
Dinten ieu kanggo 2 sasi.
You can't even store up sleep.
Tereko kita tiasa nabung kanggo kulem. Tiasa tuang di.
Try to sleep enough tonight to run your week.
Tapi kulem cekap mengiye kanggo samingguan.
And you'll fall asleep on the job.
Jika bubuan di tempat damel.
God is trying to tell us that He'll be as big tomorrow as He is today.
Gusti nuju samasian terang ka urang yen anjeunna sami agengna ayeuna sareng enjing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he doesn't take vacations.
Anjeun teu kantos liburan.
If you've got a problem that's robbing you of sleep.
Misalrek kagungan masalah dugi ka teu tiasa kulem.
Why don't you just tell God the following thought?
Kunaon teu masian terang ka Gusti?
Lord, since you're going to be up all night anyway.
Dikumargi anjeun ngajaki sapanjang wengi.
I think I'll go to bed.
Mun abdi abdi bae kulem.
Oh, hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah!
God is moving in all the earth.
Dia bergerak di sakuliah bumi.
And there's more and more people seeing life in the light of eternity.
Esar sareng seueur jalmi nu nuju ningali caang nu langgeng.
Looking not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen.
Tinggal sareng hal-hal nu katingal, hal-hal nu teu katingal.
There's an invisible world out there just as tangible as your hands and feet.
Dunia nu katingali lebih di ditu sami nyata na sareng sampean panangan saderek.
But the world tells us get all you can any way you can.
Dunia masih antarangka sare kenging kenu tiasa dikingin ku cara non bae.
And hold on to it as long as you can.
Jepangan salami tiasa di Jepangan.
A rich man died one time.
Seorang ubeng har hiji waktos kantun.
And they said, how much did he leave?
Arajan sakuma seerna ka kantuna.
They said he left it all.
Arajan ngantunkeun sadayana.
There's no pockets in the suit of a dead man.
Daya saku di jalmi anu ngantunkeun.
Another reason we need to exchange the earthly for the heavenly is because this world economy is crumbling fast.
Alasan sanes kunaon urang peryoging ngagentos kana duniawi sareng surgawi nyata kumargi dunia ekonomi urang mah enggal ancur. Dugi ka urang ngagaduhan.
And we'll only have an eternity what we set ahead to our heavenly bank account.
Jika langgengan urang mung ngagaduhan naon nu ku urang dikintunkeun ka rekening urang di sawarga.
See when you unless we learn the joy of giving,
tingali kapunga dina masihan.
Or we'll never know the art of living.
Urang teu ngatos kana tenina hirup.
Because the art of living comes in living to give, to bless, to serve, to live, to care, to give, to forgive.
Kumargi seni hirup teh dina masihan ngaberkahan ngalayanan marhatoskeun masihan sareng ngahampunteun.
We need to put first things first.
Urang peryoging utama kenu utama.
Paul said this one thing I do.
Saur Paulus siji hal ieu kami ngalakukeun.
Forgetting those things that are behind, I press toward the mark ahead.
Mapoho kenu ditukang ngarakeun hirup kanu aya di hareupeun.
The psalmist had a rather narrow concept of life.
Urang jabur ngagaduhan kahirupan rada.
When he said in Psalms 27:4, one thing I have a desire to the Lord, and that will I seek after. You see, you haven't even begun to be a giver. If you don't give with joy. If you're not glad about it. In Kinshasa, Zaire. When they take up the offering, they sing and they dance up to the front. And when you got 2,000 people in a building for 1,200, 1,200, yeah. Then there's a problem. Because everybody wants room to dance. There's joy. In some churches when they say we're going to take up the tithes and offerings, everybody claps. In other places they say, oh me. Everything was going good till he mentioned money. If God hasn't got your heart, got your billfold, don't live in a life of deception. He hasn't got your heart.
Bisa derek tengangingkan artos ulah hirup dina tipu muslihat manehna tengagaduhan mana saderek.
If this gospel hasn't changed you, friend, it hasn't reached you.
Kami injil yang tengarob bisa derek rencangan ia entedugi kasaderek.
So how we need to live every day, live only to give, only to bless, only to share.
Dengan kumaha orang tiasa hirup setiap dinten, hirup mong kanggo masian, kanggo ngaberkahan, kanggo ngabagikan.
I have never been blessed by a non-tither.
Habis dari berkahan ku jalmi nutara masian sepersepuluh.
I've been unblessed.
Habis dari berkahan.
Their face is so sad it'll stop a clock. I mean, his face, their face.
Tarina sakit sedina duki katiasa ngalirankeun detik jam.
But oh, I have been blessed time and time again by those that love God and live to give and live to bless and live to share.
Aing abdi diberkahan sabaraha kali ku anu mika asih Gusti sareng hirup kanggo masian ngaberkahan sareng ngabagikeun.
In the story of the Good Samaritan.
Dina kanyah orang Samaria anu hade-hate.
In Luke 12, we won't read it, but I'll relate it.
Nah, Lukas 10, moal diaos ku urang mung bade ngahubungkeunana.
You remember the story?
Rek imut dongeng eta.
A man asked Jesus who his neighbor was.
Orang pamegat tu maros ka Yesus saha sesama manusia teh.
And Jesus said a man left Jerusalem and went to Jericho.
Yesus ngadawu aya saurang nu turun ti Yerusalem ka Jericho.
About 15 mile trip.
Kira-kira 15 mil jaraknya.
And in the road on the trip he fell among thieves.
Di jalan dibegat begal.
And they robbed him and beat him up and left him half dead.
Dibegal bebeakan awakna dipahala lur ditinggalkeun.
And then a priest, a Jewish priest went by and saw him and didn't do anything for him.
Ya imam ngaliwat carinya kurban rampok ketenjoeun tapi teu ngalakukeun naon.
He probably was in a big hurry.
Orang kerusuhan.
He had a message to deliver on divine love in Jericho.
Kedah dirugikeun ngeunaan kaasih Allah di Jericho.
And then the Levi, his associate, came by.
Katerna seorang Lewi ngalangkung.
And he saw the man half dead.
Ngali jalani eta setengah pae.
And he passed on the other side.
Na kepentasan.
Maybe he went to the Bible school, passed by on the other side.
Dan pada angkat ke sekolah Alkitab di pentas jalan.
Maybe he went to the Bible school titled "Passed by the Other Side Bible School."
Sekolah Alkitab yang disebut ngalangkungan pinggiran sekolah Alkitab.
But then the good Samaritan came by.
Terusna ya seorang Samaria nu manahna sae.
And he saw the man.
Ningali jalmi eta.
He got out of his taxi.
Keluar ti kendaraan anak.
And he bound up the man's wound.
Rahatna diperban.
And took him to the inn.
Canda ka panginepan.
Paid 2 days wages to take care of it.
Dibayar 2 dinten kanggo jalmi eta.
Lost a night of sleep.
Tekulem sawengi.
And he told the owner of the inn.
Rajaneng masian terang kanu kaduh panginepan.
Just take care of him. If any other expense you may have, I'll care for. I will pay you when I get back.
Aku ngarawat na umpami aya pangluaran hanesna angke ku abdi di gantosan ari abdi mulih deui.
Now in that story we have 3 philosophies of life.
Dinten dina carita ieu urang ngagaduhan tilu filsafat hirup.
And everybody in the world lives by one of these 3 philosophies.
Setiap jalmi nu hirup di dieu di dunya pasti aya hiji filosofi nu dilakukeun.
The philosophy of the thieves was simply this.
Filosofi bangsat anu sederhana.
It was that what's yours is mine and I'll kill you to get it.
Angka kadoan nyata kagungan nabi sareng baris ngenging kenana.
Our prisons are full of people who live with that philosophy.
Pangbuyan urang pinuh ku jalmi-jalmi kagungan filsafat sapertos kitu.
The philosophy of the priest and Levite was simply this.
Filsafat imam sareng urang Lewi sederhana oge.
What's mine is mine.
Kagungan nabi ya kagungan abi nyalira.
And if you're in bad trouble, too bad.
Kendakan kasesahnya urusan anjeun nyalira.
I don't share anything.
Mula merhatuskan nanaun.
I perspired, I worked, I made it, and I don't release it.
Adi meres keringat tidak menghasil mual masihan.
There's a lot of people never been in prison.
Jalmi nu henteu aya dina pangbuyan.
That live with that philosophy.
Nu hirup ku filsafat eta.
What's mine is mine.
Kagungan nabi nya nu abdi.
But the philosophy of the good Samaritan, the good Samaritan.
Filsafat urang Samaria nu hade-hate.
Was simply this.
Sederhana pisan.
Friend in need.
Rencangan dina kasusah.
What's mine is thine.
Kagungan abdi kagungan anjeun.
You can have it if you need it.
Ya sanggona umpami mariokikeun.
That's the philosophy that's carried this gospel around the world.
Eta filsafat Injil nu nyandak ka sakuliah dunya.
That's the philosophy that's given us thousands of millions of martyrs through the years.
Filsafat ieu anu masian ka urang ribuan jutaan martir.
Before John wrote the book of Revelation, history tells us the following.
Sataja Yohanes nyerat kitab Wahyu sajarah masian terang hal-hal ieu taun ka taun.
That 40,000 martyrs had already mounted their own crosses.
40,000 martir parantos disalib taun ka pengker.
And now of course when I began my ministry 50 years ago,
ayeuna tangtos bae nuju abdi ngawitan pelayanan 50.
They told me that 10 million martyrs had given their life for Jesus Christ.
Ka abdi yen 10 juta martir parantos masian hirupna ka Yesus Kristus.
They changed their earthly tabernacle for a heavenly one out of devotion to the Son of God.
Ngatosan mesbah dunya ku mesbah surgawi kanggo nyembah Putra Gusti.
And yet in my generation we've had more martyrs than all other generations combined.
Tegas kitu dilebet generasi abdi urang langkung seueur martir tibatan sadaya generasi sanes.
You don't find it in the local press.
Kadarek terang tina koran setempat.
But it's happening all over the world.
Ya kajantanan di sakuliah dunia.
When the Moravians went out to preach the gospel, I guess in the 18th or 19th century.
Orang Moravia angkat ngawartakan Injil abdi kinten-kinten 1818.
They packed their gear in a coffin.
Ngalebetkeun ka peryogian kana peti.
No, well, their gear, their personal stuff in a box, in a coffin.
Tapi barang-barang pribadina kana peti mati.
You say why? They knew that their lifespan would certainly soon come to an end.
Margi terang yen hirupna pasti teu aya.
And yet they went.
Tapi sakitu anjeunna angkat.
One out of every 60 Moravians was a missionary.
Urang dina setiap genep jalmi Moravia teh misionaris.
God doesn't measure church by how many it seats, but how many it sends.
Gusti henteu ngukur gareja ku sabaraha seueur bangkuna nanging sabaraha urang nu geus diutus.
And these missions, you know, somebody told me, said, Brother Myers, but they didn't understand faith or healing.
Aya nu nyeros ka abdi, Pak Mayer, arajana henteu ngartos iman atanapi diramangkeun.
That's true, but do we understand their dedication?
Leres naha urang ngartos didedikasi arajana?
Are we expendable out of our love to the Son of God?
Naha kanya urang ka Putra Allah tiasa saeb.
When John Getty went to the New Hebrides,
John Getty ka New Hebrides,
Nuevas Hebrides,
ka New Hebrides,
he gave 30 years.
Alayanan selama 30 tahun.
And he died there.
Ayana pupus didinya.
And they put on his tombstone.
Arayana ngukirina tetengkerna.
When John Getty arrived in the New Hebrides, there were no Christians.
Pada John Getty duki ka New Hebrides, didinya teu aya urang Kristen.
And when he died, there were no pagans.
Sasupusnanta ayanu nyembah berhala.
Oh, God, give us that kind of dedicated men and women in this day of harvest.
Gusti pasian abdi isti sareng pamangkat anu kagungan dedikasi dina dinten ieu.
Willing to give themselves and other people hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Pasian dirina nyalira sareng jalmi-jalmi sanes ngadangukeun.
Life is more than things.
Hirup teh langkung tina barang-barang.
In Luke 12:15, Jesus said,
Lukas 12:15, Yesus ngadawuh,
Beware, take heed and beware, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things he possesses.
Hade sing ati-ati, ulah hawek, sabab jelema teh, najan sugih mukti, berat benghar, umurna mah henteu gumantung kana harta kekayaan.
Paul discovered the secret of life when he said, "For me to live is Christ."
Paulus mendakan rahasia kehidupan waktu anjana nyerius ka abdi kanggo hirup dilebet Kristus.
When we live to give and live to serve.
Pasorang hirup kanggo masian sareng ngalayanan.
And we have an intimate relationship with God.
Hiji hubungan nu raket sareng Gusti.
We are the most blessed people on planet Earth.
Urang teh jalmi-jalmi nu paling diberkahan di bumi ieu.
Why, you can give without love.
Ya masian henteu dibarengan ku kanyaan.
But you can't love without being a giver.
Neng sadayak moal tiasa mikanya henteu.
Love doesn't seek limits but outlets.
Kanya henteu mileran nu aya batesna nanging saluran-saluran kaluar.
Praise God.
Puji Gusti.
And I heard my mom say one time in Chicago.
Atos abdi adang ulambe abdi nyaros di Chicago.
My mouth.
Lambe abdi.
It didn't go through my head.
Sanesti utak abdi.
When you give because you can't help it.
Atos aderek masian sadayak henteu tiasa nolakna.
It's as natural as the next breath.
Mi alamina sareng ambekan ieu.
Then you receive because you can't stop it.
Kebari si tampi ku sadayak moal tiasa ngeureunkeunana.
Because what we sow in love we reap.
Margi naon nu dicaroskeun dina kanyah baris di Allah.
I don't plan to leave the Antichrist much real estate.
Jadi kagungan rencana kanggo ngantun kenceur lahan kanggo antikristus.
Just my steps where I once walked preaching this gospel. Hallelujah.
Menglengka-lengka abdi di mana abdi kantos mapa ngawartakeun Injil.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want all my treasures in a better bank.
Abdi hayang harta abdi aya di bank nu sae.
Oh, where there's no thief and no error.
Saya bangsa sareng kalepatan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How's your bank account, friend?
Kumaha rekening bank saderek?
One time in a missions convention.
Di waktu sina kempalan misi.
They would take up a missionary offering. There's a little 9-year-old boy there in the meeting. And he said, "Would you be so kind?" So he told the usher, "Put the offering plate on the floor."
And
the little boy stepped into the offering plate. He said, "I don't have any money, but I give myself to the harvest of the world as a 9-year-old boy."
Oh,
lift your eyes above. Look at the things that are eternal. Look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Keep your eyes on it. Don't let the world tell you how to live.
Jangan tak pedunya masihan terang cara hirup.
What does a blind man know about a sunset he's never seen?
Ana anu kunu lolong terangan nganan panon poe surup pante ningalina.
So we know who we are in Christ.
Orang ngertos saha orang teh dilebet Kristus.
And we if we are wise, we'll be investors in the heavenly currency.
Kami orang bijaksana, orang beres ngajantenkeun para investor mata uang surgawi.
Dare to live as Jesus lived.
Pantun hirup sapertos Yesus hirup.
He came not to get but to give.
Sanes kanggo ngingingkeun nanging kanggo masihan.
Live as the good Samaritan lived.
Orang Samaria nu hade-hate.
Live as the early church lived.
Hirup seperti gereja nu ngawitan.
And then we'll be exchanging our earthly things and our earthly presence in this world for things eternal.
Satarna urang bae ngarobi hal-hal duniawi sareng ayeuna urang ku hal-hal nu langgeng.
Laying up in heaven.
Simpan harta di sawarga.
Treasures that we'll always have.
Urang bae stres ngagaduhanana.
Exchange the earthly for the heavenly while you have opportunity.
Hal-hal duniawi ku hal-hal surgawi mempeng urang boga kasempatan.
And you'll be glad forever.
Derek baris bakja salamina.
God bless you.
Singa berkahan sa derek.
Live to give.
Hirup teh kanggo masihan.
And you'll never live to lack any good thing.
Derek moal hirup kakirangan naon usai.
Hallelujah.
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 A sweet little hallelujah.